Agit Woch in a Mazel de Gewoch, Terei Shabbos Koidesh, Chuf Zayin Elul, is de Yudzat van Ishe Lekim, Kudesh Yoymer Loi, de Heilige Reb Nusen Adle, Zeiche Tzadik Levruche, Reb Nusen HaKoyen, Ben Reb Yankov Shimon, Zechiso Yugen Alayni. He was born in Tufkiv Bay, 1741 in Frankfurt. He was Nestalik Chuf Zayin Elul, Tufkiv Samach, 1800, in Frankfurt, in Dorten liegt der Heilige Reb Nusen Adler behalten. Reb Nusen Adler was a Kudish Merechem Imoi. Der Heilige Chassam Seufer had an Einikel. His name was Reb Shloime Alexandria Seufer. He was a son from Krukeruv Reb Shimon. And he was writing memoirs of his Grosse Zayde, the Heilige Chassam Seufer. And the Chassam Seufer passed by once, and he picked up the paper, and he saw what his Einikel wrote on his Rebbe, the Chassam Seufer's Rebbe, and Reb Nusen Adler. So I'll repeat what the Chassam Seufer told his Einikel. He said it in German, Yiddish, ich will sagen in English. He asked his Einikel, what did you write on my Rebbe? That he's a Malach Hashem Tzavukas? A Malach couldn't get to his proximity. That's how high up he was. A Malach wasn't Zoiche to what he was Zoiche. He was Zoiche to what the Chasrai Ma'at Melekim. This is what the Chassam Seufer was mayed on his Rebbe. When he was a young child, from 9 years old, people in Frankfurt were mayed on him, that he was Nesala Bekedisha. He did not step out kamat on a street because of Shmira Sanayim, and there wasn't a night that after Chatzos he shouldn't be in Besmedish learning. Now, he would spend ganze Nacht lernen, and sometimes he would fall asleep. And so it's like gemacht mit Palm le Palm, when he dozed off, that sometimes he came late to davening. And people, you know, were saying, maybe it's Nishtos Gehalt, and how could he learn a whole night? He comes late to davening. This was in the year Tufkif Yid Bais, in 1852. And from Yerushalayim, they sent out the Heilige Chidda to be the Shadar, the Shlicha, the Rebunim, to shaf money for the Yeshiv. And the Heilige Chidda was in Frankfurt, and he watched the Kleine Reb Nusen Adler. And one day, the Reb Nusen Adler overslept Shachris, and he came in after a liney. And people were saying on the Nusen Adler, maybe it's Nish Yoshe his Asnagas. So the Chidda said, Rabboisai, Hinai nu yedati ki ish kudish over a liney tumid. That was the Heilige Reb Nusen Adler. Heilige Rab Shetzeruf, ha gesucht as a gehet from Heilige Reb Remeilich, sich hieß Yugen a liney. That besides the Neshumah, from the Heiligen Baal Shem HaKudosh, such a Heiligen Neshumah like Reb Nusen Adler didn't come down in hundreds and hundreds of years. The Heilige Reb Nusen Adler was a Talmud from Heiligen Pnei Yeshia. He learned by Reb Moshe, who was the Ravid in Frankfurt, then he learned by Reb Abish of Frankfurt, but Be'ike, his Torah, his Rabbi Mivik, was Reb Tevel HaKoyen Shif, who was the Rav Harushi from England, and he lived in London. The Rabbi de Greenwald had gesucht that Reb Nusen Adler had the Maftayach of Geneiden Natachten, and he opened it up every day. When he reached 20, he was known as a Gum Vakudish, Megekimitzim, Fin Iberul, Zuch Sheleitze to Zan, but Befrat in Chochmus HaKabula, and the Chassam Seufer said that my Rebbe is Buki Beshviler Rekia, Yoisim in Melachi Ashuris. He was larger than life. He was, as we could say, if we're allowed to say it, mamish off the charts, the Heilige Reb Nusen Adler. He did not print any of his svurim. And he said as follows, and what we have was printed by one of his Talmidim, the Gun Reb Avum Tzvi Orbach, who was the Dermishtater Ruv. Reb Nusen Adler said as follows, the only reason a person is allowed to write down Divrei Torah is because I'm met vergessen. So if I'm not going to write it down, then that's butl werden, it's going to become forgotten. But what happens if a yid does not forget? And the Nusen Adler said, I never forgot what I learned, so I'm not allowed to write. So where did they have his chedisha toira from? Zvuzam gehet from him. They would write, and then there would be lines and dots Bam Heiligen Reb Nusen Adler's Svurim, and the Talmidim knew this is where the Rebbe was medayik on something. They would mitzvah until they would remember what the Rebbe meant over there. He became Reuven Rechnitz, And then from there he went to Boskovitz. But he left Boskovitz because Motem Geroideft. An interesting Sache mit dem Heiligen Reb Nusser Nadler. Et sich gefiert minnig Chassidim. Et sich gefiert, he was makabel on himself the Derech HaBal Shem. But he davened Nisach Svard, Adas Mizrach, not what we call Svard. He davened Nisach Svard. In the Heilige Chassam Sofer said that the only reason my Rebbe was allowed to do that because he knew all the paths in Himmel, Visa Medav Davanen. So he had the Redifus in Boskovitz. And from there he went to Frankfurt, where we met him aufgenommen in Tufkif Mem Vuv, dort in Cezanne Ruv. The Heilige Rebbe Nusen Adler was a Ish Pele Adler Ma'oid. There was once a Messira in Frankfurt on this Tzaddik, this Kudish Rebbe Nusen Adler. And the Messira was that whatever he gets, trefte doch in the Torah. So the prosecutor wanted that they should take away his sfurim, and also he had a Sefer Torah in his house. Nusen Adler was until they interrogate him, until they verify if it's true or not. Nusen Adler was totally ozazir. Et marzinem an a Sefer Torah. So he called in the Heilige Chassam Sofer, and he told him, he says, you're going to hold my Sefer Torah in the middle of the room when they come. And they came in to take everything away, but the Chassam Sofer became a royer. And they never touched the Heilige Reb Nusen Adler Sefer Torah. Heard from Mazayde Zechon Lebrucha the following story. Mazayde was a Yelit Chist, a Stut Chist, and in Chist he gave in the roof the Meram Shik, and the Meram Shik was a Talmud Chuviv of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And the Zayde heard from Talmidim from Meram Shik, that they heard from the Meram Shik stories which the Chassam Sofer used to tell about his Rebbe. And what he used to tell Bechlal, and the Chassam Sofer related the following story. He said he was a young Bucha, and he learned Bam Heiligen Reb Nusen Adler in Frankfurt. And he found out one day that his Rebbe is going to be Sandik at a Bris in a village that's not far from Frankfurt. But Hayos, that it was winter, and the fields and the forests and the meadows, everything was covered with a meta shnai, which is like 3.5 feet of snow. And the Heilige Reb Nusen Adler, for him, hat man sichgestellt a sled that should pick him up 5 o'clock in the morning. They daven 6 o'clock, so they picked him up 5 o'clock. Some sort of figured for me to go by foot, I have to leave earlier. So he left 3 a.m. to get there to the Bris. Now, winter, when there's a full moon, and you're going in on a road that's covered in snow, your visibility is great because the reflection of the snow and the moon, and you can see to a distance. And the Chassam Sofer was walking, and the Reb Nusen Adler left later than the Chassam Sofer left, and he eventually got close to where the Chassam Sofer was up to. And the Balagula tells Reb Nusen Adler, like the Rebbe, look, there is someone walking over there, and winter, the wolves are very hungry, there's no food, and I see a wolf following him. This person is in danger. So Reb Nusen Adler said, you know, trab the fed. As he whipped the horses, the Balagula tells Reb Nusen Adler, look, another person just popped up in front of that person. I don't know where he came from. And when the wolves, it was a pack of wolves, when they saw two people, they walked away. And then that person disappeared. Kitzer, they finally catch up, and Reb Nusen Adler opens the window and asks, Ayid, Agoy, because the Heilige Chassam Sofer was all wrapped up. He was wearing winter clothes with a cap and a scarf and gloves. So he said, Rebbe, ich bin Moshe, your Talmud. So Reb Nusen Adler said, Moshe, where are you going? So he says, I heard the Rebbe is going to be Sandik, and I wanted to be there to get a brucha from the Rebbe when he's Sandik. Have a schia to be with Eliyahu Anuvi and the Rebbe. So the Heilige Reb Nusen Adler told the Chassam Sofer to come up off in Vugan. And he said, Moshe, what were you thinking about when you walked? So he told him, Mechten the Rebbe by the Shir, Atibagalos mit Ashveri Rambam. And in my mind, I worked out the Rambam, and I have a Teretz Chofem for the Rambam. So the Heilige Reb Nusen Adler told him as follows, Moshe, I want you to know that winter, when a person walks in the wilderness, it's skunas nefushes. You had a schia, the Rambam, because Dios ve'emfer dem heilige Rambam, the Rambam came to be meigen on you. Don't ever do this again. And that they went together to the Bris. It was like, I mean, the Heilige Rebbe, the Heilige Talmud, the Hava was Mamash, the Kshira Nefesh B'Nefesh. There's a story that's told that the Heilige Rebbe Nus Nadler was once giving Shir, and the young Chus and Kala were laughing hilariously and were staring the Shir. He sent them the Heilige Chassam Sofer once to warn them. Twice, the second time, the Chusin threatened the Chassam Sofer that he's going to smack him. The third time he came down, he said, my Rebbe sent me down. A third time, the Chusin smacked him. When the Heilige Chassam Sofer came up, the Nus Nadler saw that he was smacked. He was very bothered. He told him, Nema Sofer, in blues. The Heilige Chassam Sofer listened to him. The Heilige Chassam Sofer blew Sofer, and within the next 24 hours, both these Chusin and Kala Nebuch passed away. We'll leave off with the hesped from Heilige Chassam Sofer of Zan Rebbe. He gave a hesped, bepishit yadayim v'reglayim. He was on the floor, laid out, crying bitterly. And he said, you know how I know that my Rebbe was nostalgic? I saw in a chulim five svurim covered in black, shrouded in black. So I asked the person in the chulim, vus is dus? So he says, don't you know that in Frankfurt there is a minig, when there's a Yom Tanis, they cover the Sifra Teures with mitzvartse mentalach. Hab ich verstanden, as mein Heilige Rebbe is nistale geworden. This was the Heilige Rebbe Nus Nadli, should be a Meilat Zioshe for us. We're going into Ana Yur, as in some Zoyche Zan, that the Schiss from the Tzadikim should be Meigen on us. We should have a Ksiva v'chsime Toive, and Agit Geben Shur, Agit Tevoch.